let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. The Zach Prince's, written and illustrated by Julie Thorpe, is called A Jewel of a Book, which will bring many happy moments of laughter and comfort while readers are lulled by the rhyming prose of a masterful writer, artist, parent, and teacher. With appealing illustrations and text, the story resonates with so many families. Turns out there actually may be a sock princess or prince somewhere near you. Now, the main character is a preschool-aged girl, but it turns out she could be 3, 23, 43, even 63. Emily likes her socks to be just right. No uncomfortable lumps, bumps, or seams. The idea for the title comes from the fairy tale The Princess and the Pea. But this sock princess lives in a modern-day family just trying to get on with their day. Written in rhyming verse, the story has a repetitive chorus that children catch on to quickly. Parents enjoy reading it as much as children like the book. As a mother of three and an educational associate, Julie Thorpe has experienced more than a few sock princesses, even princes. In fact, there are even some adults who can relate to the importance of getting their socks, well, just right. She's written poems and stories all of her life for the enjoyment of herself and family, but the story of the sock princess, so universal, she needed to share it. Julie Thorpe, author of The Sock Princess, recipient of the Pacific Book Review Star, awarded to books of excellent merit, is our guest on This Week in America. Julie, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thanks, Rick. It was really fun listening to you go through all that. I think you kind of nailed what the book is about and how it came about.
It's such an amazing story, and it's something, as I say, we can't just say this is like a young girl. It could be an adult that's fighting with socks all the time, so it has universal appeal. Let's talk about the inspiration. Where did the inspiration come from to write this book?
Oh, boy. In our home, we had daily frustrations getting our preschoolers dressed and ready to go. And one in particular, we would just be ready to go and her boots would come off again because she had a lump in her sock. And going through time, she enjoyed skating, and we'd get her skates all tied up just as tight as they were supposed to be. And she'd say, no, that's no good. There's a lump there. But, you know, it was funny. I think when I realized it was universal, I was watching a movie and it was Finding Forrester. I don't know if people remember that movie. It had Sean Connery.
Oh, yes.
And And so the young man would come and lend him a hand. And one of the things he needed was new socks that didn't have seams across the toes. And I thought, oh, man, wait a minute. That's crazy. That's just what we're dealing with in our house. And then it kind of grew from there. And I started writing it down because I did enjoy writing.
Well, the book is The Sock Princess, and besides writing, illustrating, we'll talk about that during the course of the interview, the book is available at westwoodpublishing.com. Also, is it available at westwoodbookspublishing.com? Is your website The Sock Princess? Can they buy it there as well?
The website is sort of under construction.
Okay.
There will definitely be a link there, and as well, it's available on Amazon.
Yeah, the usual places, and we'll have a link at our website. So if you go to thisweekinamerica.us, we'll take you to the right place, and we'll get you all the information on Julie and the book. The book is The Sock Princess. I mentioned that you like to write for a number of years, but now you're like a real author. You're a published author. You have a book, and people can pick it up and read it and enjoy the book. What's this experience been like for you, actually being an author?
It's a funny title to put on myself. I guess I am an author. Yeah, it's a funny feeling. I like it, but I'm a little bit modest about it. But the big gratification I get is when somebody who's got the book in their home makes a comment to me, either face to face or they'll send me a message via Facebook, and that really puts air in my sails. That's really great when I get that kind of feedback. I love it.
Well, it means that you've done a good job, and you have with the book, The Sock Princess. It's so relatable. It's a story. It's a charming story that's so well told. Have you been able to get out and do much in terms of reading the book or book signing with all the COVID-19 thing going on? Have you been able to get out publicly and talk about the book?
A few months ago, I have done that. I've been in schools. I love doing that. I'll sit in front of a classroom and read my story and then have a bit of a discussion with them afterwards, depending on the age. But anywhere from preschool to, I've read in classes up to about grade two. The older kids find it amusing, and the teachers find it amusing. I love watching the teachers if they're not familiar with the story. And the nods of their heads as they realize that, yes, this is a thing.
Yep, happens in real life.
yeah, exactly. I've done some of that. I've done some library readings and a couple of community group readings and book signings in a couple of bookstores in Western Canada.
You know, that has to be so much fun that you're able to get out and to see that response. I mean, you put the book out there, people buy the book worldwide. You may never know them. You never know they bought the book, and it influences their lives. But you can see their, you know, you get that immediate response as they're looking through the book. They're smiling, the nod from the teacher that you talk about. It has to be really rewarding when you get that instant feedback that, hey, people like the book that I just wrote.
Yeah. And, you know, it's funny. I wrote this book for my family. It was fun to get it in print and then to decide to illustrate it. I'm not a painter. I'm not an artist. And so this was a big task for me. But initially the book was for my family. And then I kind of believed in the story. I believed in this little book enough to carry on and try to share it with a wider audience.
The book is The Sock Princess. You'll find the usual places. We'll send you to Amazon, Westwood Book Publishing, bookspublishing.com, and other places. We'll mention that throughout the program. Now, you're on social media, too. Facebook, I understand you've got a Facebook page there as well.
I do. Yes, there is a Sock Princess page, and I definitely need to do a little updating on that. And, it's all about, for me, it's all about priorities. And this has been tucked on the back burner. I'm very involved with my families and like family, my children, their children, my mother. And so the book's been on the back burner and it was written. This story was written, over 20 years ago. My Sock Princess is 36 years old now.
Wow.
So, you know, it was something that's just been tucked away and brought out more or less when I became a grandma myself and wanted to share it.
Well, it's a timeless book. This could have been written 3 months ago from a story, something that you came across in your life that inspired the story. It's a timeless story, The Sock Princess. Julie Thorpe is our guest on the program. That's Thorpe, if you're Googling Julie's name to get information on the book. It's a great book for, I'm thinking as I'm reading this, parents, grandparents. It's the kind of book that they'll get a chuckle out of, too, and will read it to the child read it back to them. This really sort of an interactive book for the entire family, isn't it?
That's right. Yeah, it really is. And as you mentioned before, parents enjoy the reading of it. And,
yes.
And I know when I go to the library and I look for books that I'm going to enjoy reading as much as the kids are going to enjoy. And so I think that's one of the reasons I get such good feedback, and it's sort of become a favorite in the households who currently have the book in their possession.
And you can get the book again at Amazon, the usual places. The book is The Sock Princess. With us, the author, Julie Thorpe. You're listening to This Week in America. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You mentioned the book has been sitting around. The idea has been sitting around. You got the book published. It's out there now. You're a published author. But what was it like getting to that point, making the decision, and going through, and I would assume there were probably some setbacks along the way as you were trying to get the book published. What's that been like? I'm sure a whole learning, probably write a book about the experience of getting the book published.
Totally. Yes. When I first took it to outside of my own home and read it in classrooms where my children were, or I worked at a preschool for a while. And so I was getting braver and bolder. And then I had encouragement from the adults who had heard the story. So I did go through that whole traditional publisher submission process with several publishing houses. And then after, you know, you get your rejections and you try again. And I did that for quite a while. And then it just was something that, you know, I wasn't highly motivated to continue with, and it sat in my drawer. And out of the blue one day, I had a call that somebody had kind of picked up on it and said, are you interested in publishing? I went the self-publishing route, which is, I think, more common for unknown authors now.
Yes.
And it is a process, and it's a real learning curve to do it. But as I said before, I continued with it, even though this, when you're self-publishing, you're investing in yourself. I did believe that this book would kind of take wings. And I persisted.
Well, once you decide to do that, then it's like, okay, it's a book. I need to have some pictures. You talked about the illustration portion of that. Talk about the decision to do it yourself, because you really know where the author wants to go with the story. Sometimes it just doesn't match. They bring in an illustrator. They've got their idea where the story's going, and it's not the same as where the author wants to take it. Talk about the decision to do the illustrations yourself and what that was like.
Boy, Rick, you're so right about that process of, a children's author, when you're doing a picture book, they'll say, you don't need to illustrate it. We will find you an illustrator. And I was very particular about how I wanted this book to look. I was particular about the colors and the simplicity I wanted.
Yes.
And I did find a local artist who I really liked her style, and we were going to collaborate. But as it came down to the wire, she had to back out, and I was too far in it then. And I thought, well, I think I could do this. So I started the process of the drawings and playing around with the colors. And I would always send what I had done to my daughter, my sock princess. And she'd say, no, Mom, you can do better. But in an encouraging way, in such an encouraging way. And so she was very much a part of the process, and the process of encouraging me to continue. And it took me a long time. It took me a whole summer to get it to the point. And I mean, it's not perfection by any means, but it did kind of convey the book the way I wanted it.
Well, it's really a job well done. The book is The Sock Princess, Julie Thorpe, our guest on the program, the writer, the illustrator of the book. And so often you hear them say, well, I've just added pictures. Boy, it's not that simple, is it? I mean, even something as common as a facial expression can really enhance the words, enhance the story.
Yeah, scary.
Yeah, yeah.
Those facial expressions, yeah, scary.
You can't just throw those out there.
Sorry?
Yeah, you can't just throw those out there, can you? I mean, that all ties together with the package, the story that you're telling.
Right, right. I was going to say, Rick, a fun little thing that I inserted as I was doing the illustrations is on each page, the subject of the book, the sock princess, has her own little doll who is the sock princess, and it's on each page. And so for the younger kids, it's kind of fun for them to try to spot where she is on each illustration. So that was a funny little aside.
The book is so well done, The Sock Princess, and there's so many themes to the book. Talk about the takeaway, the messages. You know, subtle, it's not a teaching book, a preaching book in that sense. They're just messages that come out as you're telling the story.
Ah, I never really thought about that, but when you put it that way, like the family dynamic and how,
yes.
You know, Mom's getting a little frazzled, and then as the book progresses, Dad kind of steps in and says he knew the thought problem too, and he waited calmly. He knew what to do. And he makes the first reference in the story. "Here, my sock princess," said Dad with a wink. "This is what we should have done first, don't you think?" And so they're trying to get out of the house. And then, you know, further along, it all doesn't matter. It's just sort of how you feel. It doesn't matter. You just, how you look or feel the right way. You just want the right socks for play. You know, just that kind of thing. I don't know if I answered your question.
Well,
Rick,
yes. And you touch on, you know, you've got kindness, you've got tolerance, that human interaction that you were just talking about that are brought out so well in the book. What was the sort of the main goal as you wrote this book? You talk about, and you see it in the reviews, that families as a group are enjoying. Was that one of the main goals, is to tell the story, but make it a family story that everybody can have a chuckle as they're reading it?
Absolutely. Yes. I one of the favorite things I did with my kids and do now with my grandkids is read to them. So definitely my goal was to get this book out, and like, I have no illusions of grandeur. I really get pumped up about, seeing this book get out and into bookstores, and it is available in ebook, but I love that we have hardcover books still available to us, and opening a new book and smelling the paper and kids flip through it and see. I love books, and I love kids' books and sharing stories with kids and watching as they become absorbed in the story.
It's so much fun to read to children and to see when they really get excited about a book, and they have their favorite book. They'll drag around with them for 2 hours at night. So you read it before they go to bed. They're like telling you, okay, this is the one I want. I won't go to bed yet, but when I do, I want you to read this to me. It's sort of fun, isn't it? And you can, as a parent, you can you read the story to the child. You get their interaction. It's really an amazing experience. And I agree with you. A real book is a real book. It's got pages. You turn them, you smell them, and sometimes they get marked up, but it's your book.
But marked up and ripped, and
yep.
And then they have to go to the book doctor to get fixed, and yeah.
Yep.
I think one of my fondest things that's happened with my own grandchildren, and I was amazed at how young they were when they're reading the book with their parents, and they're reading along, like the repetitive verse, they know it. You know, at age two, they're already repeating, "Emily, Emily, I'll count to three, put those socks on," just as quick as can be. You know, like they know as soon as we get into that part, they're reading along with you.
Well, what's that like? I got a couple minutes left here, but as you're talking about that, here comes Grandma over for a visit. She's bringing some books, and wait a minute, she actually wrote this book. What's that like that your grandchildren, are enjoying the book that you wrote, and they're reading from your book?
Oh, it's a pretty warm feeling.
Yes.
Like, they don't think of me as Grandma wrote that book. I mean, Grandma's drawing pictures and singing songs all the time, so that part of it, it just doesn't faze them at all. They're all still pretty young. I don't have any grandchildren over five yet, so you know, it doesn't impress them, I guess, is what I'm saying.
Well, they grow up quickly. It won't be long and you'll be writing young adult novels for them. So your career will probably progress about the same time as your grandchildren age. Just a minute or so left. What are you working on now? You really are such a gifted author. What are you working on?
Oh, gosh. Thank you. It's true. I have another story, and it's one that's been on the back burner for years, too. And I haven't changed a word of the text in many years. I'm happy with it. And so it's all about it, getting it illustrated. And again, it's just not a high priority with me, but I'm working on it.
Well, we hope it moves off the back burner, and we have a chance to talk about that here fairly soon. This has been so much fun, Julie, having you on the program. Julie Thorpe, She's the author of The Sock Princess. You'll find it at Amazon at westwoodbooks.com, westwoodbookspublishing.com, new bifocals. You can find that there. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on to all of these to get information and order the book. Julie, congratulations on a job well done, an award-winning book. Congratulations, and thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you so much for this chance to share it.
Well, I appreciate you being with us. Congratulations again on the success. Looking forward to talking about the next book. It's Julie Thorpe, Thorpe. Books available. The book is The Sock Princess. You'll find it at Amazon, westwoodbookspublishing.com, all the usual places. And, of course, you can link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.